You want to eat a little husky? Can you eat a little bit more? Good night. Thank you for learning with me. How much time till the midterm? Do you know?
People say it's on Tuesday.
Okay. So apparently the Nachri that Rabbi Willig is currently using to sell chametz to, who succeeded the late John Brown, who had been buying chametz for many decades, is taking a vacation over Pesach to Italy and will not be around to buy back the chametz on Motzei Yontif. So question is, what are the options available under these circumstances if Rabbi Willig wants to continue using the Nachri that he has a relationship with already and doesn't want to look to someone else? Is there a way of affecting the buyback under the circumstances without the Nachri present? So this mostly has to do with the sugya of whether there's shlichus la'akum. Is there a notion of agency? Can a non-Jew appoint an agent? That's the sugya in above Mitzia daf ayin aleph on the base, where the Gemara establishes that ein shlichus la'akum. The Gemara quotes two versions of Rav Ashi, which is both of which are rejected, about two-thirds of the way through the excerpt on the page in front of you. Rav Ashi Amar Kamrina and Shlichus Anachri Hani Mila Betruma of Abba Kol Torah Kuli Yesh Shlichus Anachri. So Rav Ashi initially is quoted as saying that this restriction that a Anachri can't appoint a Shliach that's limited to Truma, but doesn't apply to Kol Torah Kula. And the Gemara says, no, Hadar Rav Ashi Badusahi Barusahi, that's a joke. Maishna Truma Delo, what's the reason that Truma would be an exception? Why does Rav Ashi agree that Truma ain't Shlichus Anachri? Because the pasuk says, Akitem Gamatem. So shlich also has to be a ben bris. Shlich is the kol Torah kula. That's the binyanav for shlich is b'kol Torah kula. So shlich is b'kol Torah kula also requires b'nei bris. So the Gemara rejects Rav Ashi, and then the Gemara says second loshin ikad amri am Rav Ashi kiamina and shlichus anachri hanimili inu lididan. Aval anan liditu havinu lushliach. Maybe it's only a nachri can't appoint a Jew as a shliach, but a Jew could appoint a nachri as a shliach. The Gemara rejects that also. Same limud, similar limud atem l'rab l'shulchachem atem b'nei bris af shulchachem b'nei bris, and therefore the Gemara rejects both versions of Rav Ashi and assumes that ein shlichus l'nachri both by truma and b'chol Torah kula, both for a nachri appointing a Yisrael and for Yisrael appointing a nachri. However, there is a machlokas among poskim as to whether ein shlichus akum also applies to an akum appointing a shaliach who's another akum. And this is a discussion in the literature in the context of not the back end of Mechiras Chametz, but the front end. Can a Yisrael who has Chametz and wants to sell it to a Nachri appoint a Nachri as his shaliach? Sorry, can the Nachri that the Chametz is being sold to appoint another Nachri in his stead? You know, can a Nachri appoint another Nachri to buy the chametz in his behalf from Yisrael? Can you stick another Nachri there in the equation in a way that it's the Akum appointing an Akum in the context of Mechiras chametz? Right? Can you have a Nachri appoint a Shaliach to affect the Kinyan in his behalf for Mechiras chametz? So,
would you call that as a power of attorney?
Do you call that a power of an attorney? So you're maybe mechavent the nesivas that we'll get to, but hold off on that for a few moments. So this is discussed in Siman Tov Mem Ches in Hilchos Pesach. The mechaber tells you the general background for the notion of mechiras chametz. This is in the context of chametz she'ar v'leva Pesach. Sif gemol chametz she'yisrael she'ar v'leva Pesach aser bana. So you're not allowed to benefit from chametz she'aver lav ha Pesach. Afilu inichu shogeg or anus b'machro leina Yehudi. But if you sold it to a nachri, so then mutter, there's no problem with chametz she'aver Pesach as long as it's a properly affected mechira or matana. Says the Magen Avraham there, sif. Katan Dalit, the Ema Akum Shalach Shlucho, Umashach Kanigamke. And let's say the Nachri, who's supposed to be buying the chametz, appoints someone else to do the act of kinyan, the act of acquisition for the chametz. That also works. Why? That means that an Akum can't appoint an Yisrael. Yisrael can't appoint an Akum. About Akum la'Akum, osa shliach. However, there's no restriction on a Nachri appointing a Nachri. We'll get to why in a few moments. But the Magen Avraham says, Sarachian, Dibi Yushalmi Demai, Isa De'ein Akum Osa Shliach La'Akum Chaveiro. So the Magen Avraham quotes Yushalmi, the beginning of Perek Vav of Demai, that seems to say otherwise in the context of Truma, that even an Akum cannot appoint another Akum as a Shaliach. So the Magen Avraham initially says it shouldn't be a problem, but then he backs off in light of this Yerushalmi. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham lahalacha, that in practice it would not work for a Nachri to appoint another Nachri as his Shaliach to effect a Kinyan for Mechiras Chametz, for acquiring the Chametz. The effect of that would be, if you assume that Ein Shlichus Akum means even an Akum can't appoint an Akum, and you were to effect the Mechiras Chametz with a Akum Shaliach in the middle effecting the Kinyan, so it would come out that that Kinyan is ineffective, and all the Chametz would be considered to be Chametz Sha'avar Lava Pesach, not to mention that there'd be a violation of Bayir Abba Yamatze over Pesach if the Mechira, potentially, if the Mechira wasn't properly effective. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is concerned about, this Magen Avraham, that Ein Shlichus Akum even applies for an Akum appointing another Akum. However, not everyone agrees. There's a shach in Choshen Mishpat on the following halacha. Simin Reish Mem Gimel Sif Yudalid. Mechaber writes, Ein Adam Zocha B'matana L'chaveiro Ad She'e Zocha Gadol L'bendas. You could only acquire a matana on behalf of someone else if the one affecting the acquisition is of age and mental competence. The echad ish ve'echad isha afilu eved afilu eshes isha shivcha. Ella, sorry, aval ha'akam enu zocha. A non-Jew cannot affect an acquisition on behalf of Israel. Ho'el ve'enu ra'i l'shaliach l'olam, since he can never be a shaliach. U'kishen she'en Yisrael nasa shaliach l'akam, kach enu zocha l'akam. So that's just like Israel can't be a shaliach for an Akum, he can't be zoch on behalf of an Akum. Says the Shach, Sifkatan, hey, aval Akum, Akum, nasa. However, in the context here of Zechiah, but Shlichus in general, a non-Jew could be a shaliach on behalf of another non-Jew. Nafkamina le'inyan mechiras chametz, kakasa b'tshuvas masas binyamin b'pshitas. What's a masas binyamin? It gets confusing here because masas binyamin is Rashi Tevis Membeis, and Mishnah Berurah is Rashi Tevis Membeis, and they're both on opposing sides of this question. So if you're writing a shorthand, it could get confusing who you're talking about. But the Masas Binyamin writes in Simen Sadi Zayin, he has the following shaila. Hayuvda shekana nachri yayin seraf kodem haPesach miYisrael. So the non-Jew bought the schnapps from the Yisrael before Pesach. The armor l'shlucha nachri chaveiro. But the Nachri buying the schnapps didn't affect the Kinyan on his own. He appointed a Shaliach to be Kohen on his behalf. And to boot, the Shaliach gave a couple coins to the Yisrael as well. Says the Masas Binyamin. So the question was that an effective Kinyan? If not, it ends up being Chametz Sha'avar Lava Pesach once Pesach is over. Says the Masas Binyamin, Hinei lo yadati l'may nechushlei. I don't know what the problem is. Imishem d'hai nachri elokech atma l'lokach hayayin saraf rak nachri achar shalucha shalokeach l'lokach hayayin saraf l'deso kodem haPesach. So if you're worried that the person who was buying it didn't affect the Kinyan on his own, you have someone else do it instead. The Efshar didn't stop it. Laf Mishnah the Kaimelan Ein Shlichus Anachri, and you're bothered. Ein Shlichus Anachri, so that would be ineffective. Imishim Zalam Elsehi. The Mucha Perachich Mekadesh Perachis Neshach. Dafka Inu Lididan V'Anu Lididu. Why? Because the whole reason that ain shlichus and nachri is ma'atam b'nei bris, af shulchacham b'nei bris. Mashma, the nachri shabir masim shabir shlich nachri chavero, da tarvayu la b'nei bris hein, v'havi shulchacham dumya da'atam. So the problem with la b'nei bris is that you can't have a nachri affecting something on behalf of the Yisrael where the Yisrael is a ben bris. So you can't have a Yisrael appoint a nachri, you can't have a nachri appoint a Yisrael. But if they're both nachrim, then very good, they're all lav b'nei bris. Someone approached us in the office this week to invite someone else to Din Torah, to be Mazmin. So the respondent responded that that the controlling partner in the entity is not Jewish, and therefore they have no obligation to come to Beis Din. So I informed the claimant of this matter, and the claimant said, oh, it happens to be I'm not Jewish either. So, Nachri B'Nachri, that's the Rav Lav B'nei Bris. So says the Masas Binyamin. So the Shach assumes that this Masas Binyamin is correct L'Alacha. Therefore, according to the Shach, there would be no restriction on a Nachri appointing a Shaliach to acquire Chametz on his behalf. And this is also quoted by the Beis Shmuel, or similarly, by the way, Shmuel and Evan Ezer in Simon Hay. What does this have to do with Evan Ezer? So this comes up in the context of Siris. So you're not allowed to perform Siris on an animal. What about, so Machlokas, what's the Isser Siris for an Akum? For an Akum to do Siris on behalf of Israel, an Akum to do Siris himself on his animal. But here it says in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tazayin, Sif Yudalid, Simon Hay Sif Yudalid, Asir Lomer La'akim L'saris Behemah Shalanu. You're not allowed to tell Amir L'Nachri, Amir L'Nachri is a Kol HaTorah Kul HaLacha, so you're not allowed to tell, even if you assume that an Akum would be mutter to do Siris, you're not allowed to tell him to do it for us. Amir L'Akim. The Im L'Acha Hu Me'atma V'Sirisa is mutter. Says the Ramah, Mudra lasses behemel akum metaschar, mudra limkral akum behemoth betona golim, afagav de bivade akum konosam lisarsam, viejosim. So Machlokas, are you allowed to sell an animal to Nachri if you know that the Nachri is going to castrate that animal? Umiyu has to do with whether is there a lifnei iver here, it's an independent iser for the Nachri to do siras, and then there'd be lifnei iver if you're selling it to the Nachri and he's going to be misaris. Umiyu. But if the Nachri is not going to do it himself, so you're selling it to John, and John's going to give it to Harry to be Misares, that's going to be mutter according to everyone. Why? Says the Beis Shmuel, Sivkat in your test, da'az have lifnei de lifnei. So that's not a lifnei iver problem, that's a lifnei de lifnei problem, which is okay. That's not a problem. You can do lifnei de lifnei, a double, two steps removed, I live na either. Umutter. Bafilo am nasan lishlucho, ein shlichus akum. And even if you're going to give it to the shaliach of this nachri, ein shlichus laakum, chumas hadashen, afilo akum baakum, ein shlichus, velo kemasas binyamin. So what's this Trumas Hadashin about in context? So the Trumas Hadashin has a question, Simon Reis Sadi Test. Nachri Elokeach Tarnagolim Zacharim Kidei L'Sarsa. So the non-Jew is buying chickens to castrate them. Shari L'Yisrael Limkor L'Bistam Afa Pisha Yodea She'en Okono Sam El Kidei L'Sarsa. So are you, the Jew, allowed to sell it to the Nachri, even though you know that the Nachri is going to be misaris them? So the Trumas Hadashin says that should be Taliyana Machlokes, whether we paskin that there's an Issus Sirus for B'nai Noach. And then he writes in the end, Lifnei de Lifnei. Nidon Nidanami Lifnei de Lifnei. Hida Nachri Elokeich Miyisrael Lokavidu Midi. Afa Vishamosi Lishlucho Lasaris. So let's say you're going to sell it to the Nachri. That should be Lifnei Iver. But the Nachri's not doing the series. He's giving it to another Nachri. So says the Trumas Hadashin, Afa Vishamosa Lishlucha Lasares, even though he's giving it to the next guy, Ein Shliach Ledvar Veira, and we say ein shlichus ledvar avera, so there isn't really a relationship of shlichus between nachri A and nachri B. Asher gamken legabe nachri mi nachri. So maybe they say the same thing there as well. Venucha lomar the kol shekenu. The kaim alam ba'alma de ein shlichus lenachri. So if in general ein shlichus lenachri, here we definitely say ein shlichus because ein shliach lidvar avera. Says Iksos, Simon Kuf Peches, Se'if Katan Aleph. The Beis Shmuel is quoting for this Jumas Hadashen as a support that we do say, E Nachri Osa Shaliach Nachri. Says Iksos, not so fast. That's only in the context of Shaliach Ledvar Vera. Mevur, Delo Asiya, La Elam Yishim Dafil B'Yisrael, Shaliach Ledvar Vera. The low name of Yisrael Dafka who didn't shlichus dvar veira of Rabbi Akiva shlichus dvar veira. Was that cause of the kol shekenu? Came the shlichus to Akum, the ain lo shlichus Yisrael. Came the field of Yisrael and shlichus dvar veira. Mikol shekenu to Akum. Al hech the lecha veira adaraba. Masha divrei tumas sadashen the yesh shlichus ki agavna kedivrei masas binyamin. So the tumas sadashen is saying that this is unique because it's an shlichus dvar veira calculation. But short of the calculus of Einshlich Dvar Veira, then maybe there would be shlichus for one to another, even according to the Trumas Hadashen. So the Ksos thinks that the Trumas Hadashen is not a raya against the Masas Binyamin. The Machan Ephraim tries to bring another raya to this equation. Machan Ephraim in shlichus, I think it's Os Yudalid. So he has in the last paragraph in Os Yudalid, he wants to bring a raya from Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel. What's Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel? So there the Gemara is talking, Nun Gimel Mibayz, in the context of making something into an Avodah Zarah, and then whether it's subject to Bittul. If you have an Avodah Zarah that was consecrated by Yisrael, it's not subject to Bittul. So the Gemara says in one line, at one point, Mida Miflechu Yisrael Egel, the fact that the Bnei Yisrael bowed down to the Egel, Hazav, Galavadatayu, Denichel Obedes Kochavim, that indicated that they wanted this Avodah Zarah. The Chiasu Ovde Kochavim, Shtichusa did who Avdi? And then if the Ovdei Kochavim came along and worshipped this, it would be considered that they were the shluchim of Bnei Yisrael. Hachanami, if a Yisrael establishes an Avodah Zarah, sees Megaladas, and he's Nichalei, and then if a Nachri comes and bows down to it, it's considered to be the shlichus of a Yisrael. So how is this Araya, or what's this Araya supposed to mean? So Birka Yosef, the Chidah, there in Evan Ezer, Simon Hay, Sifkatan, Yud, Zion. So first he says, he found this independently, and then he says, oh, he saw the Machan Ephraim quotes this also. So first he says, you see that the Machan Ephraim quoted this as a raya for the Masas Binyamin. So first of all, he says, if this is a raya for the Masas Binyamin, then you're making a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi that began with the Magad Avraham quote says against the Masas Binyamin, the Yushalmi says, ein shlichus akum across the board. The Birka Yosef says, it must not be a raya. Because zeh nenu shove, delo mishavin antrei talmidei cholkim, el b'midi delesa pshara la'ashvidu. So you would only say this machlokas Bavli Yushalmi is the last resort. Aval hacha, here you can easily resolve the stira. Why? When do we say that's by something that needs shlichus? Truba needs shlichus. You need a mechanism of shlichus to be mafresh truba on someone else's behalf. But if there's no need for formal shlichus, the fact that a nachri does something isn't fundamentally a problem. So when it comes to the context of a Zara, there's no need for a formal shlichus. The question is there a Avodah Zara being worshipped or not? So there's no need for shlichus. And the fact that there is what seems to be a shlichus, that Israel, the Gemara there is assuming that if Bnei Yisrael worship Avodah Zara, so then they had a din of mumrin and then Avodah Zara, and then the Gemara is saying that would essentially be shlichus to another Akum. So says the Birka Yosef, not necessarily, no raya from there, because that's something that doesn't require shlichus fundamentally at all. The Nesivus raises another consideration in the context of Anochi pointing Anochri as his shaliach to acquire comments on his behalf. The Rabbi Avadia Yosef Toledano, Rabbi Avadia's grandson in the Sefer Mishpat and Mechira, beautiful Sefer on Mechira's Chametz, which I think we might have quoted one year previously, or in a previous year. So he has a little bit of discussion about this. He quotes in the Nesivus in Simon Reish Mem Dalid that Mishra Brua and Be'er Lach alludes to something similar, then maybe there's another equation when it comes to this form of shlichus, that if you're appointing, a Nachri is appointing another Nachri to assist in transferring the chametz, maybe you don't need formal shlichus. Maybe sometimes that's only a maisa kol ba'alma. If you don't need him to actually affect the kinyan, there are other kinyanim that can be done otherwise, then maybe that's another equation as well. So Rabbi Willie told me that he asked Rav Shachter about his situation. Now, on the back end, it's a little bit of an easier, the stakes are a little bit lower, because what we potentially want to do over here? So the Nachri that's going to buy the chametz before Pesach and then travel to Italy and not be around Motzei Yontiv, so he would appoint a shaliach before he leaves to be able to acquire the chametz on his behalf after Pesach. So worst case scenario, the stakes are lower. Because what would happen if that was ineffective? It would be gezel akum. You'd be, let's say the kinyan wasn't properly effective, so it still belongs to the Nachri and you're using it, so that would be gezel akum. But that's not as chomer as potentially violated by Rabbi Yemetzeh over Pesach. But be that as it may, Rav Shachter thought that the Iker was like the Masas Binyamin, like the Shachwotz, and therefore Akum Osa Shaliach Akum, and therefore Rav Shachter thought under these circumstances, you could have the Nachri appoint the Shaliach to acquire Chametz on his behalf once Pesach is over. If you look in the Mishnah and Mechira, he quotes on the front end, where the poskim do discuss this in the context of making the initial kinyan, that vidi eved, if it was done, then you can be samech on those poskim that are matir, but not something that you would want to do lechachila. I was talking to my friend Rabbi Josh Flug, who pointed out another possible consideration that maybe could be helpful in having the Nachri appoint someone else on the back end in this scenario at hand. And that is, the Achronim discuss on what basis does the following work. You'll go and you'll be Marsha, the rabbi, to sell chametz on your behalf on Erev Pesach. So I don't know when Rabbi Sachs is starting, but probably soon, if not already. So let's say you go to him this Sunday and you authorize him to sell chametz on your behalf on Erev Pesach. But what happens if you buy chametz between now and Erev Pesach? Is that included in the harshah? So generally speaking, we assume it is, but the question is why? Isn't that a darvish shelo b'olam? On what basis can you authorize the rabbi to sell chametz on your behalf if the chametz doesn't exist yet, if it's not in your bialis yet at the point that you make that harshah? So Rabbi Toledano quotes three approaches in Achronim that address this question. Number one, Onig Yonk talked about this, that maybe the mechanism is Ayide Shtar. For example, here it is. The Mechaber writes in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Tes, that ain't the machna davar shela ba'olam. So you can't be machna something that doesn't yet exist, that isn't in your possession. But tfisa works by davar shela ba'olam. If you're going to grab something that is a davar shela ba'olam, once it's ba'olam, tfisa will work. And their mother adds that it works ayyadei shtar. You could have a shtar, you could have a document that authorizes and allows for the acquisition of a davar shela ba'olam. So that potentially would be one avenue that would justify this practice. Possibility number two is zachin, that since the presumption is that you would want the mechira to include anything that you buy afterwards, so there's a mechanism of zachin that since it's in your interest, we can unilaterally allow for that to be included in the mechira. And then the divrei Malkiel has a fascinating third suggestion. Shuvah divrei Malkiel, the Lamed Rav, Chelek Dalet, Siman Kaf Beis. He assumes, he's bothered by this problem. He doesn't like the Oneg Yontiv's solutions. And he suggests, maybe you can say the following. Why is it that there's a common practice that when you authorize a rabbi to sell chametz, you pay him something? Does Rabbi Sacks take money? No. But I'm sorry? Yes. Uh-huh. So the Divrei Malkiel says Dafka, yes. Why? Because there's a din that Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayas, that when you hire a worker, that worker has the authority to acquire things on behalf of his employer. So it says the Divrei Malkiel, if you pay the rabbi as part of the harsha to have him sell your chametz, so now you're making him your employee, and the Yad Poel Kiyad Rabbo, Kiyad Balabayas, authorizes him or allows him, gives him the mechanism to acquire things on your behalf. So that would allow him to include in the mechira a davar shela ba'olam because he's your employee, and he's authorized to do that by dint of Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayas. And the Machaneh Ephraim develops the idea, he demonstrates in Siman Yud Aleph, the context of the Shaila there is if you have a Nochri put up a Makkah, can you make a Bracha? That also relates to the question, is that Nochri doing, is the act of putting up a Makkah a Maisa Mitzvah? Is it just that it has to be done, so it doesn't make a difference how it happens, which would allow you to say Bracha? So in the context of that discussion, Machaneh Ephraim assumes that we say Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayas even by a Nochri. So a non-Jewish worker is Kiyad, the non-Jewish employer. And therefore, maybe that'll help over here as well. So let's say the Nochri, before he goes to Italy, should hire someone else in town as his worker for a salary of $2. And that would authorize this other person, not midin shlichus, but midin yad poel kiyad balabayas, to acquire the chametz back after Pesach is over. The Mishpat HaMechira, Rabbi Toledano talks about this in the context of the original discussion, that can a non-Jewish worker perhaps could sell chametz that he bought to another Akum because of Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayas. So maybe that would be helpful over here as well. If you have someone who is halakhically considered an employee of this Nachri, so he would be authorized by virtue of Yad Poel Kiyad Balabayas to acquire the chametz on his behalf. So maybe that would be a Tosefes, over here, in addition to relying on the Masses Binyamin and those, the Shach, that Yesh Lichus Akum, Ne Akum, so maybe this would be helpful to add to the mix as well. So you would need to be marsha that person after the mechira, which would mean he would have to. There wouldn't be enough time to get to Italy before Yontif, so he'd only be able to travel there in Chol Hamoed. So if you find someone who's in Riverdale on Erev Pesach is flying to Italy on Chol Hamoed, and then is willing to get up at 4 a.m. to buy it back, so maybe that would work. Because that authorization should at least lechachila be in person. So I think we do all the kinyanim in reverse. No? Well, the money could be could travel, I guess. Right. It's not so practical, I don't think. So Rabbi Willig has not yet decided what he's doing, but I guess we'll see when we get closer. I'm sorry? Right, right. We spoke about that in a previous year, I think. Correct.
My decision is to give. Let's assume that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the sales time could sell.
Right.
There's no money.
He's small. You talk about on the back end?
Back end.
Yes, in a Hanami.
Small. There's not the sale. So,
right.
Okay. But he's more common time, you take the credit.
He doesn't care if you take it back. Yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe in a Hanami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we want to create a situation where this is taken seriously in the whole picture. So to say something like that, I think diminishes the seriousness of the process. But in principle, correct.
What's he doing?
You haven't decided yet.